is about his country's national flag.
There is nothing sinister about that.
The poor guy didn't know.
I don't buy this thing of celebrating his national flag sign.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. Kaizer Chiefs got back to winning ways after a 2-1 victory over SuperSport United. Gavin Hunt's team got onto the score sheet first, but it was Bonfilius Caleb Baminyamane who stole the show, thanks to not only his two goals, but also his celebration. The Burundian striker netted from open play, as well as a penalty spot to give Chiefs all 3 points and that all-important victory. After the match, we decided to ask you what you thought of Baminyamane's performance and his celebration. As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
The poor guy didn't know the celebration was for Orlando Pirates. It was purely that. I don't think he did that intentionally.
The celebration has got nothing to do with his country. If mhlambe bathi khona okhona eflekini ye national ye Burundi okhomba across. So I think a celebration is something to your country yakhe or something. So si umuntu mhlambe kumele amlandelele ambuze ukuthi what's the cross about. So and in terms of work rate yakhe umjida mina ngimbonile in terms of aggressiveness nekuphutha ipressure kwi defense yama opponent amaningi including ama goalkeepers wabo. So he puts pressure on them and then uyabathekila uyaba nyathela, so it yenza ukuthi bangabi ne strength esiningi kakhulu, and then thina it gives us strength ukuthi sidlale without the pressure, because if you enough pressure ku opponent ku defender ku ama defender abayo ama opponent yenza ukuthi babe ne pressure, and then siyakwazi ukuthi siyakubona and then sikwazi ukupenetrate. So the guy nje uletha ama attributes amaningi. The guy is the guy afuneka nama angakori, but I think he will bring some changes in our squad. I'm thinking about the praise nabo bazovela emasayidini bakwazi ukuscora, so no pressure.
Yeah, the striker played very well. Even though he still needs some game time to get match fitness, I think his quality, and I'm very happy for him to score those goals. His quality, and he's always on the box. If Chiefs can always play those crosses to him, he's going to finish off all the crosses. And the set play is good, very good there up front. So I think it's a good signing for Kaizer Chiefs. And the celebration, there is nothing sinister about that, because the celebration depicts his own flag from Burundi, how they do things in Burundi. I already heard the people talking about a pirate sign. It's not a pirate sign. This is a sign that in the flag of Burundi. So he was showing respect to the sign of Burundi national team. So what a quality striker.
From what I could observe, it could be that the celebration was about his country's national flag or national symbol, because as you can see, the flag of his country has two lines that are crossing over each other, like an X. That is how his country's national flag is designed. Another thing that could have been at play, it could as well be that the celebration was something that happened in the heat of the moment, and he might not even have realized that that is symbolic of another rival team's, you know, sign or symbol. He might not have realized that really. I don't see it as being something intentional or deliberate for him to celebrate like that. He must just be made aware that it's a celebration, despite all that I've just mentioned, yeah, it's a symbolic of another team's symbol.
But mina ngokucabanga kwami ngicabanga ukuthi nje ube ijabulele loya out mhlambe kugcine izandla kwenzeka the way kwenzeka ngakhona ngokuthi ngoba ujabule akwesibheke kwamagemini alandelayo ukuthi ma ekora ukuthi ucelebrate kanjalo ukuthi kodwa nje angiyibonanga i-wrong ngicabangele nje ukuthi mhlambe ujabule waze naye enganothisi ukuthi mhlambe
UBM ngibonise something phofu ndayibona kwakho i-first game ngibona into bayikhoyo into ayiphetheyo like iyakwazi uzipositiona iyakwazi uthatha i-runs and iyakwazi ucreator nenebhola yakho eyayiprotect ayithatha ibhola pha kuyo so yilaa nto ifunekayo ebholeni unezinto zebhola zonke like okubalulekileyo mosebholeni uba nidlale as iteam if you can score just assist and iyakwazi uassist yena so ndibe happy nguye wascora i-2 goals against SuperSport so that azofaka ihope nalapha kuthi awandizapha kwi-celebration yakhe i-celebration yakhe ndiyithandile because of it's about i-culture akayilahlanga i-culture yakhe culture ye-country yakhe into ebeyenzela amakhosi kunye ne-country yakhe so ngumntu wabantu lowa yonke into uyenzela abantu akazenzeli yena yabonga and hope kuninza asiza kubonisa khona and then the more izala ne fitness yakhe uzaphinda igain back esibasibonile phala game SuperSport bekhona lack of fitness so uzoba strong
about Caleb I'm expecting more from this guy he is an active player I see he will score more goals in this league within inches of time I think he will be the dangerous striker in our league I think he also on his first goal, that goal boosted his confidence. We all saw that in first half, he was so nervous. But once he got that goal, everything was different. He was a different player. About the celebration, yeah, you know, every player got the way they celebrate the goals. But there's more coming from that guy. Caleb is a good player. He's a good striker. We'll see more goals this season.
He was playing nice, very, very, very nice. If we play like that and then we just give him the balls, which means every game we are going, he's going to score more goals. The coach must give him more chances. Thank you very much, coach. We are behind you. If you do what we are saying as fans, then we are going somewhere.
Well, I think... maybe it was his sign of happiness when it comes to his celebration. Maybe where he comes from, that's how he used to celebrate or something like that. Maybe a symbol of a certain thing. I don't know what was his reason for celebrating like that because it symbolized the rivals here. So I'm sure he was not thought about that, but this sign is for rivals here. You understand? And then on his performance, he showed good touches. But I feel he still has a long way to go. He's still getting there. Let's not put pressure on him because he scored those 2 goals and then, but the other one was a penalty. Okay, fine. A striker has to score penalties, has to score every opportunity that is presented to him. Yeah, so far, so good. I just want to see him if he's going to carry on the way he does. If he does that, that means the problems of goal scoring for Kaizer Chiefs is over. But let's not rush him. Because you see almost all these strikers that come to Kaizer Chiefs, they are like hot on fire. They are like fire first 2-3 games and then we don't see them no more after injuries. Same goes what happened to Piano Nokovic. He did also that first season and then he got injured. He was never the same. So that's what I'm saying to you. Let's give him a chance. Yes, he has good chances, and his performance was great. I just hope that it is not put under pressure and all that, and then is given a time to settle down and deliver.
So when coming to Caleb, there is a lot that Caleb needs to improve. He doesn't know how to position himself. He just run around in the box. He doesn't know where to stand, so that when the other player cross the ball will find him in the right position. And he marked the defender. The defender doesn't mark him. So those are the things that he need to improve. He must run around. So he must not stand in one place with the defender. He must create space for himself. So he's still lacking those skills. Yes. So he must improve. He must improve. And then when coming to his celebration, I don't buy this thing of he was celebrating his national flag sign. I don't buy it. He was not playing for national team. He was playing for Kaizer Chiefs. He must know the signs of Kaizer Chiefs. What we do? What are the signs for Kaizer Chiefs? He must not do the ghost signs, because we are not a ghost signs. We are love and peace. So he must show the signs of love and peace. Whether he come from Burundi or Budundi or whatever, he must show the sign of Kaizer Chiefs. He must not celebrate with the pirate signs. He can celebrate with his national flag when we win the cup final. That one, we don't have a problem. He can celebrate the way he wants. But when we are struggling to win the games, he's busy celebrating with pirate signs. I know. It's a no-no for me. I don't buy the story of national flag sign. I don't buy it. He must know the sign of Kaizer Chiefs. He must celebrate like that. We know he's coming from whatever country. Yeah, but he must make sure that he knows the sign of Kaizer Chiefs. If he doesn't know any celebration, he must celebrate as a love and peace player, not as a pirate player. He's confusing us, this guy. So how can we play that kind of a player when we play against pirates? Because he will be playing for pirates, Moose. I know. He must not confuse us. We are already confused by Zwane. So we don't want another player to confuse us.
Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.